I don't know any Christian man who has flourished without having daily Bible reading and prayer at the centre of their lives. Sadly, I do know a number of Christian men who fell into sin, even Christian leaders, and in every single case, they had stopped reading their Bible and praying privately. So, whatever we do, we have to build the habit of daily Bible reading and prayer into our lives. In this video, I want to deal with Bible reading. Next one, I want to deal with prayer. So, first of all, I want to give you some things you shouldn't do, what doesn't work, and then I'm going to give you some things that do work. So, what doesn't work? What doesn't work is inconsistent Bible reading. Doing it one day, then missing a couple. Doing it 5 days, then missing 5 days. No, that's not going to work. Emergency Bible reading doesn't work. In other words, doing it only when there's an emergency or only when you're convicted by a sermon or whatever, that doesn't work. Mechanical Bible reading doesn't work. So doing it just out of mere routine and habit. Impossible Bible reading doesn't work. In other words, setting way too high a target, I'm going to read 5 chapters a day. You won't. You'll fail. You'll give up. You'll be discouraged and you won't read anything. Distracted Bible reading doesn't work. So consulting your email, the internet, social media, text before you read the Bible or as you read the Bible, even worse, that's not going to work either. So put all that aside. What does work is this. First of all, start. I know you've messed up, so have I, many times, but start again today. Secondly, routine. Do it every day, same time, same place, same time, same place, and build a habit, a good and godly habit. Thirdly, prioritize. Don't go to the email, internet, news, social media before you read your Bible. Give God a blank mind to write His word on first. Short. Aim, no, not big chunks, but small parts to begin with. Maybe 5 minutes a day just to begin with. It's a good beginning. Consecutive. So pick a book of the Bible and read through it chapter by chapter. Don't be dotting around all over the Bible. Then vary it. So read a New Testament book, then read an Old Testament book, and then read a New Testament book, and so on. Just keep it varied. Be prayerful. Ask for God's blessing on the reading of His word. And be accountable. Maybe tell a friend that you're going to do this and get them to ask you every week, how did you do? And you know, maybe you'll run into parts of the Bible you don't understand. Pray for light, but it still doesn't help. Maybe get a good study Bible, like the Ligonier Study Bible or Crossways Study Bible, and it doesn't kind of overwhelm you with, you know, loads and loads of information, but just gives you enough to push through and learn enough to understand what you're reading. So what doesn't work? What does work? Now your homework. Start. This is bedrock of Christian masculinity. There's no substitute for daily Bible reading. There's no shortcut. It's just bedrock. That's just where you've got to begin. So why not go and buy yourself a really nice Bible? Don't just pick up a Bible here and there. Go and buy a really nice Bible, invest in it, and make it your friend, your companion. It'll be a tremendous record of your spiritual pilgrimage with God. And maybe you write out a verse every day from what you read. Just get a little index card, write out the verse, stick it in your pocket, and take it out a few times in the day just to remind yourself of what you learned. Maybe try and memorize it even. You've got to read your Bible. Real men read their Bibles daily.